Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning in to the UWealth Revolution Awakening 2012, and I am so excited to have you here and to share this space with all of you magnificent, amazing, wonderful, beautiful beings of light and loving people and your family. You know, we really have been together here for how many years? It's been a while. For many of you have been part of this show for so long, and from the beginning you've helped it to grow. And my mission, for those of you that are new, is to bring you ways that you can be more of who you always were meant to be more of yourself. And we don't just introduce people and say, here's a great person that does some cool stuff. We actually do it on the call. We actually make sure that you get an experience that when you come here, you walk away with a different energetic alignment, with some tool that you can use. Maybe you get an experience. Many people have had huge clearings and experiences just by listening to these free calls. And you know what? That is exactly the mission of this event. And when I was talking with our guest today, Karen Abrams, who's a master theta healer, we have not had anyone who has done theta healing for the group, and it's been long overdue because it's so unbelievably magical and powerful. Now, what we are going to be doing is we're going to be doing some processes. We're also going to be learning about theta, and we may even, if we have time and everybody plays good, and it probably is going to be me because I need to pipe down because I always talk too much, but if we have time, then we will actually unmute the line for some of you, and Karen may even be able to do some processing with you. So that's going to be all the stuff to look forward to. You want to stay all the way. And let me introduce Karen really quick. For nearly 10 years, Karen has been a practicing theta healer. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state. Now, everybody please write that down, the theta state. They are able to shift their thoughts away from negative, limiting beliefs to more positive perspectives and a process of healing that can be freed of long-standing emotional burdens, even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Now, you're going to hear how Karen came into theta healing and what it is and what it's happened. She's also a UCLA graduate in psychology. She has spent years honing her listening and observation skills and also her energetic abilities to really be the maximum powerful theta healer that is totally within her birthright and her claim. And for 30 years, she's worked with a broad range of clients, just like me and you, in diverse environments. Students and professionals and actors and writers and stay-at-home moms and even other theta healers, people that really want to do more, to be more, and live a more profound, magical life. Karen is a master theta healer. She's a certified instructor. Her practice is filled with clients who've experienced miraculous and amazing things, some of the things we're going to talk about, and they're filled with people all over the world. She includes such incredible work as finding your soulmate, making love happen, making money happen, healing your heart for the holidays, and what we're going to be talking about today, which after yesterday's call and what so many people wrote in about, we want to cover this, which is connecting to your inner ATM. And that means breaking through your money barriers with theta healing. So everyone here, on behalf of myself and the UWealth Revolution, let's send Karen just a huge, massive, crazy, absolutely unbelievable amount of love and welcome her to the UWealth Revolution. 1, 2, 3. Karen, welcome to the UWealth Revolution.
I can feel the hug. It's very big. Nice. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share your community. Wow.
Well, I'm very excited, and we've always had such an interest in theta healing, such a fascination, and such a desire to go deeper into this work, and so I know a lot of people are really excited about it. And one of the questions I used to always ask on this show that I have not yet this year, so you're going to be the first, and the other thing is this is our 100th episode this year, so we've had 100 so far.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. And so because of that, I'm going to ask, what does the UWealth Revolution mean to you?
I thought about this for a while. I've been thinking about this since your title came into me. I think it means that we all have this power inside ourselves to turn our lives around, that we really have a wealth of information, just simple, clear information that we can access when we can eliminate, like you said, the barriers that we've put in place to keep us from receiving what we want in our lives. And I think this wealth of information can turn into financial abundance, emotional health, mental wholeness, if we can eliminate those blocks that we've put up there ourselves. And today we're going to do it through Theta Healing. It's going to be fun.
Well, I love this idea of this information already inside of it. It's kind of like the smart card, the natural state of harmony and abundance and possibility that's there. We've just somehow turned it off. And as it relates to money and abundance, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, I didn't even mean to interrupt you. I got excited. I think that information, that simple information, it's like what you do, how you bring people on to talk about their experiences, their modalities, their philosophies, all of that sort of thing of how they got where they got to. And I think when it resonates, when that information resonates with you, that was already there, and you just didn't know it. And I think that's part of the uncovering, really.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I really believe that's what you do, and that's what people like you do when you bring these communities together. You're just waking people up. So it was there, but you're just waking them up. So that's what I think.
Yeah, and they begin to realize certain things, and certain things come online in their energy field or in their body or in their awareness. And this idea of a universal ATM is kind of like, it's like coming online too, that we have a universal ATM, almost like a universal abundance field that we're either connected to or we're not. I mean, what is that, and what is breaking through those money barriers with Theta Healing have to do with it?
Well, the way I was looking at it, because originally I was just really meditating to see what was it that we were meant to talk about, and I got this pretty quickly, and what it is it's like that we all have, like you said, the universal ATM is just that being able to connect with that energy so we can generate money consistently and easily and really go beyond our current limitations and expand our comfort zone so that we can generate and receive the income that we really desire, but that we actually have our own PIN code, and that's where the ATM came in. We have our personal PIN code to it, and that can mean a lot of different things for different people. So, you could be on a hike and realize something, and all of a sudden it was that last little thing that needed to be done. And all of a sudden you got the best idea, or that idea that you've been working on now is going to flow and you're going to find all the right people. But in Theta, what we do is we look at the current relationship that you have with money and heal those longstanding issues that have kept you from creating more of it. So if you've got, issues like your mom never thought there was enough money in the world, or your dad never did, or your grandparents, our grandparents were depression survivors. So there's a lot of, holding on to things. My grandparents, for instance, grew up during the Depression, and when they were wealthy, they didn't get wealthy till like their late 30s. And my grandma, who, they lived in a wonderful house in Beverly Hills, California, she had food that was frozen from like 5 and 10 years ago that she dated that was in the freezer, just in case she got poor again because she had those experiences before. So that goes down through the generations to me, and then my sense of lack, even if there's money, I have to deal with that. I have to change that and know that everything's going to be okay because I'm going to use my abilities to move myself forward. I'm not just going to, meditate in a cave. That's one of the things that I love about Theta Healing. We don't say go meditate in a cave and all of a sudden everything's really great and full of rainbows. We're saying that you got to do the work. You got to clear these beliefs. You got to clear these blocks. You got to change this stuff so that you can move forward. But you got to have a plan. You got to move forward and find that plan. Find the right people to talk to and get it all moving. Because you got to be in life to have a great one.
Well, I love that message, and I'll be quite honest, there's a lot of people that when I go deeper with people that have listened to these calls or maybe other events and other leaders and teachers, and they have this belief that, oh, if I just do this, then this huge avalanche of money is going to somehow find its way to my house without me building a bridge to that money by being, as you said, in life and giving and sharing and contributing or doing whatever comes natural. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, you got to be practical. You got to have that practical side of yourself. Believe me, I wanted it just to be energetic. I just wanted to be able to do Theta healing and have everything be okay by itself. And it just, when certain things weren't changing because of that, it just kept coming back to me like, you got to be out there. What are you doing? You know, you got to add to what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. You just have to do more right things, you know, and be practical too. So, yeah, it's very, very important. And it's easy for, you know, people like us because we have that energetic side, because we spend a lot of times connecting to that energy that we want to be there because that's the fun place, you know. That's the easy, fun place. And then we get back in here and it's like, oh, how do we do this? But when we do, and we do take those steps, and they're just very basic and practical, the magic mixes in. And then it's just really incredible, really fun.
Well, what I'm excited about is helping some people on this call to find their PIN code, because I'll tell you, when you find the PIN code, doing the stuff and being out there and living life is just as fun as living life and going to a party and enjoying yourself and being out and breathing the beautiful air. That's the way it becomes with your abundance. It's just part of enjoying your life. So what I'd love to do, Karen, for those people that aren't familiar with Theta, maybe just a background of what is Theta healing? And how did you actually get into Theta healing?
Well, Theta healing is a meditation that connects you to God or Source that you were talking about, whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive the healing. But what happens physiologically when you make that connection to Source is your brainwaves go into the Theta brainwave state. And the Theta brainwave is one of the five brainwaves that's going on all the time in your mind, but it's dominant when we're in our dream state. And in hypnotherapy, that's the brainwave that they use to access your subconscious mind. We also know from brain research that it's the aha moments, the super learning. That's the Theta brainwave. Children, the reason they learn at such an incredible rate is because they spend most of their time in Theta. That's why they can pick up language so easy and all of those things. Walking, you know, all of those things that are really, you know, difficult to do that we all do now. So we can access the subconscious mind, and then through your permission, and that's one of the wonderful things about Theta, I can't do anything to you energetically without your permission. Plus, I'm really accessing this Source, so Source is doing this with you, and I get to watch it. We get to identify, change these damaging belief systems you have, give you new loving perspectives. I like to say God's perspective, but I can say Source's perspective too.
Right.
Allow you to release old resentments and traumas and fears and change habits that have been holding you back. And I always say this, probably forever I'll say this, it's the lightest way I know of letting go of the heaviest things in your life. We're not here for you to re-experience getting hit by the bus. You are here to let go of that energy because it's no longer of use to you. And that's what Theta healing is. So I got into it because I watched a friend of mine really heal a lot of her life in a very quick amount of time using it. And I had had anxiety for 6 years. And it, you know, it started out very, very slightly and then became pretty pronounced. And I'd been working with a therapist for about a year and a half. And I always say I got it down from an 11 to a 3, but I was still terrified every morning. Nobody knew it, but I knew it. And it was not a fun experience just to be shaking all day long. So when I was deciding whether or not to take this class after I'd watched my friend go through this, I just remembered something a friend told me that is in line with what you're doing, which is that, you know, most people are fine with being just fine, and they never strive to be or to feel great. And I just thought about this. I'm like, why can't I be great? Why can't I feel great? And really, the way I answered that question changed my life, because I took the class. And those 6 years of anxiety went away, and it was the first time that my body was out of fight or flight in 6 years. It was really an incredible experience. And that's how I got hooked in, and that's how I just started, you know, signing up for classes and doing practice classes, and I had no idea this was going to be my life. I just thought, oh, I'm getting this really amazing, you know, coping skill, and I'm going to use it on myself and hopefully my friends, but I can't believe in some ways that I am where I'm at with it and that this is what I do for a living. It's pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's inspirational. And it's also, I think, for a lot of people, exciting because of the rapid changes that can happen with theta. And
right.
It's so different than anything else that's out there. What are some of the things that you've seen? I mean, you know, as we talked about, I mean, maybe these are some of the extreme examples that are not going to happen to everybody, but what are some of the things right. you've seen happen with your clients or with people that you've worked with or known through this theta process?
Well, and I will give you some of the examples that were the major examples, and know that it's true that whatever change you're ready for and all of the work that you've done before it, when you get into theta, it's just going to open the doors and let the light flood in, okay?
Oh, wow.
So I always say that this work, and one of the things that I like about this work is it honors every modality, including medical, everything, any kind of healing. Is like, the more the merrier. Let's just do it. So wherever you're at, it's just going to open that door so that you can go even further. So this one story I think is really amazing. This woman that I worked with was a hedge fund investor for a top company, and she was on a major losing streak that she'd been on for several months. So she was losing millions of dollars. And so through our sessions, we had to get to the bottom of what was going on for her and why this was happening. And it was a very, very punitive kind of environment, work environment. So they would put her name up in red every week that she lost money and every week that everybody else lost money. So it was really tough. And when we got to the bottom of the issue, and then she came back 3 weeks later, and she said that she made back $14 million in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. Now, she clearly had invested a lot of money at one time to make that happen. It wasn't like a nickel became $14 million.
Right.
You know, she had a lot of money. But I really believe that she gained the confidence once she was able to let go of that issue and heal that issue, the confidence to go, yeah, this is the right thing to do. Because she did get into that place where you're like, okay, how am I going to lose money today? You know, which is really not great. So there was that one, and then there was another woman, this one I always call this one almost the soap opera one, that she took my Making Money Happen class, and she needed money for an operation because she didn't have insurance that was going to cover it, and she was already in debt. So within a day of taking that class with me, she came in there. Sorry, when I'm in theta, sometimes English is a second language for me, which is tough because it's my only one. So $10,000 came in from a very unlikely source, and she was able to get it done. And that was really, she was like, you won't believe what just happened. So, and then, and one that's it's more like real life, too, I want to show you this one. Is there's a construction designer that I have been working with, that I worked with for a few times. And he had been out of work for 6 months, so he just got used to being turned down, you know, for bids. And it was getting pretty hairy for him. It was just getting pretty desperate. And so when we got to the root of why that was happening, he actually, I think within a day or so, got a referral from someone who actually had not worked with him or spoke with him in 4 years. And that led to a job with one client who just went crazy over him and loved him and immediately, you know, referred him to everybody else. And now he's packed and he has a waiting list and he has no time to have theta healing sessions. And I think that's wonderful. So those are just some of the examples I have, like the money examples that I have.
Yeah.
They're very fun. When they happen, they're just, you know it immediately.
It's incredible. I mean, what is the magical part about this, or what is making this happen? Are we releasing the walls that keep us from connecting to all of the possibility that's all around us? I mean, is that what's happening? Is it sort of like we plug into the infinite and then things begin to manifest quicker when we don't have those blocks? Or what would you practically, like, what would you say is causing those types of things to happen?
Well, I think there's so many limitations that we put up because of the way that we're raised, because of the ancestors that we came from all of our experiences, that these things are in place. And what Theta Healing does is, you know, we're just not aware of it because it's unconscious. And as we get conscious, sometimes even, you know, when you do something like therapy, which I did and I'm a very big proponent of, it gets you consciously aware of what's going on in your life. Like, oh, wow, you mean because I resent my mom, I keep picking, you know, bad women to be with or something like that, you know. And you realize that you are subconsciously recreating situations. And with the energy from Theta Healing, when we say we go into that source energy, it's completely unconditional love. So when that comes in, it comes in without judgment. So that if you've got a perspective that is harming you, it's like you don't really need to defend yourself against it because this love is energy is so gentle. I always liken it to having like a butterfly land on your hand. You know, you don't shake it off. You don't defend yourself against it. You don't run away. It's so beautiful, you just sit there and watch it. And that's how I feel about this work. So it just comes in, and where you allow it to come in, it will just shift and change something in kind of like a whooshy kind of feeling, this energetic feeling.
Wow. So
it's really wonderful. Yeah. And it's just different forms of love. I mean, it's done through, you know, different energetic downloads that you get about how to do something, what something feels like, getting a good perspective on something. Or it also comes in the form of releasing you from things that are holding you back. Like we said, like the resentments, like trauma you had in your life that you never have been able to shake off. And sometimes just knowing it intellectually isn't enough because our minds really want to hold on to that and process it and figure it out.
Mm.
And this really just allows you to let that go and go, oh, really? Oh, okay, it could be different. Life doesn't have to be hard. I don't have to learn the hard way. I don't have to believe that, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know. I want to believe that life is an adventure and that I can learn the easy way and that money is an energy like love and it's something that I want to bring in my life now, you know, and I want to have it in my life doing what I want to do.
That is exactly, and that's exactly the place that I am so desperately wanting with all the love in my heart to get people to. And we have people writing in who are just many times in dire straits. So, Karen, what should we do with this call? I mean, we have this immense, valuable information. Can we maybe take people through a process? And I know that was what you wanted to do and give them a taste or an opportunity and just heal as many hearts as we possibly can.
Sounds like fun. Okay, so what we're going to do, I just love doing this. To me, it's just, you know, it's playing. So I get silly. We're just in a lot of joy. This, like I said, this is going to be just different forms of love and joy that are going to be coming into your body. So I'm going to conduct this just like a group Theta session. So I'm going to go into the Theta meditation and connect to that source energy. And then I'm going to ask permission to come into your space. And like you did, like everyone did with your intention circle, you have to say out loud. You have to say yes, okay? Because when you actually say this out loud, you're giving permission to have these brain waves to change into the Theta state and to have this energy come in and shift things that you're ready to be shifted, okay? And at that point, like I said, we'll do these downloads and just keep saying yes out loud. And even if you feel, some people will feel something, some people will feel nothing, but as long as I'm witnessing it, which is really what my job is, it's all right, it's happening. So, you guys ready?
Okay, go over those instructions one more time, Karen. So what we do is after you say something, we just had someone say, wait, what do we do? we say yes.
Yes.
Okay, so after each thing you say, we say yes, okay?
Just say yes. That's all you have to say. That's your instruction manual for today.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is start you out with things that are the basic things for people to receive any healing and keep any healing they get from any modality or even just walking and talking, whatever it is, okay? So first, would you like, wait, let me go into the meditation. I got so excited here. I wanted to jump ahead. Okay, here we are. Okay, nothing better than silence on a phone, isn't it? Here we go. Okay, coming into and holding that space for everyone on the call, and also for everyone who's going to listen to the call. This will generate energy for them too. Would you like to know what unconditional love from Source's perspective feels like? Just say yes out loud, and we'll just watch that energy come into you.
Yes.
All right. And would you like Source's definition of what unconditional love is?
Yes.
There you go. Ooh, you can feel that.
Yeah.
Big group. Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Okay. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from Source's perspective?
Yes.
Great. And would you like to know what joy feels like from Source's perspective? And we'll also give you what Source's definition of what joy is to you.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know how to receive joy?
Yes.
Grace and ease. There you go. And let's give everyone in their cell receptors, little receptor sites, to receive joy. Let's also have God or Source close off the ones to depression and negativity. Okay? So you can still react, you know, in an appropriate way to things, but just not overly excessive. Okay. And would you like to know how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out and know what that feels like?
Yes.
And know what it feels like to receive love from God.
Yes.
And know that you are safe, worthy, and deserving of this love. That is your birthright.
Yes.
And for some people, and I'm picking this up, for some people who are feeling unworthy, is it okay if Source goes back to that place on whatever level, whatever lifetime that was, where you flip that switch to become unworthy of God's love, and let's just flip it back on from there and just bring that forward. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And know that this is your birthright, that when sperm meets egg, there is a spark of unconditional love, and that's yours. Those are the three ingredients to life. So you are always love. You are always love. So it's important that you're deserving of this and that you know that. And would you like to have the discernment to know when it's appropriate to receive love from others?
Yes.
Yeah, good. And that you are, once again, safe, worthy, and deserving of receiving love from others when it's appropriate.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, it's really coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible group. I can really feel them. They're really alive. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved from God's perspective?
Yes.
And know what it feels like to be completely safe and secure from God's perspective?
Yes.
And would you like to know what your personal PIN code is to the universal ATM?
Yes.
And you may, and that may come down in an issue. You might hear something like, oh, your mom, your dad, or I never felt worthy of this. But you just get that information will come into you.
Yes.
We'll give you God's definition of what money is. And let you give you God's definition of wealth. And how to generate and what it feels like to generate wealth now.
Yes.
And to allow yourself that this is your divine timing to create that in your life now.
Yes.
Now that is part of your birthright also, to manifest.
Yes.
Sometimes I can feel, like right now I feel that a lot on my crown chakra. Let's just make sure everybody's chakras are open really nice and wide, whatever's appropriate for them, so that when you can feel this energy, it will, you'll receive it and be able to release whatever you need to do with grace and ease. There you go. Like all your lights are turned on. You feel that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Cool. It's just really fun. So, what do you think about finding out what people's limiting beliefs are about money so that we can change them here?
You asking me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I would love to. And I want to hear what people felt from that mini session. What's going on? I got to tell you right now, I feel completely relaxed. I'm a lot calmer. My head is kind of like spacey. I mean, I really feel spacey. Like I'm in just a different, I don't know, state. And I feel just a lot of love. So I want to hear what people are feeling right now. You can send us kind of what's going on at uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. Now, what just happened? I mean, maybe for the logical people, what happened? What did you do? How did you connect all of us to that space since we all are in different areas of the world? How did that kind of work? Because I felt something happen.
Yeah. Well, because we're all connected anyways, and this is just a reminder. But when you specifically give permission to be connected to specific people, it just happens in an instant. I mean, we've always had this energy. I think that most of our lives, just by living in a city and being, you know, more modern, you know, our intuition has shrunk down a tremendous amount. And actually, I think more for men than women, because, you know, men are taught as, you know, children that they have to, you know, stuff their emotions down, and women are allowed to have them. So, this is just a really, it's just when you just allow someone to come in, it's like when you allow that bit of information that you finally hear happen, and it just goes in, and you're really, this is the way that your mind is talking to your body and putting you, you know, the theta wave, the brain wave that you're in right now is a waking sleep wave. It's very relaxing. You're in a suggestible state, but you're in one that you are co-creating. You're not in one that I can tell you to, you know, go jump off a bridge right now. All I can say is, you know, love yourself, and you can accept it or not accept it. It's absolutely up to you.
Well, I want to read kind of what people are saying as they start really feeling this. Sandy said, this made me cry. She's in Paris. Stefan, who's wrote in, said, I feel seriously like I've gotten a big hug. Kay Randall said, that was amazing. I feel completely joyful. Pat said, I feel an open space of accepting the good wealth that Source wants for me. Julia said, I feel very relaxed. I'm also feeling like I've done this before, like we've all done this before. I guess kind of like a deja vu, huh, Julia? Carla says, I feel, hold on. Someone said, I feel open. Another person said, I feel open to all the wealth that Source has for me. And then Amy says, as soon as she started to ask the question, I felt a release, started to cry. Paula said, I feel such peace, I don't want to come out of this. So people are loving it and feeling something. Can we maybe, like you mentioned, take some callers or just do that? What should we ask? I mean, what would be the situations that we would want to ask people to raise their hand if they're experiencing certain things or if there's certain situations in their life?
Well, you know, we can tailor this any way we want to. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, what do people believe are their limiting beliefs that are holding them back from being able to, like you said, access that universal ATM. Because whatever one person has, we're all on this call together because we have something to work out together. Every single person right now, every single person who listens to this years away from it, whatever. So if somebody says, you know, I, you know, I've kind of been blaming my dad for the fact that I haven't been able to make any money, then we can go, okay, well, let's release that resentment and that blame, and we can do that for everyone. And it becomes a group process even from one person's experience. So we could do that. That would be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you would like to have a connection with Karen and you're dealing with a financial or abundance challenge in your life, hit *2 on your phone. I've actually lowered everyone's hands so we can start again. So hit *2. And if I start to get spacey, I'm sorry, but I am really in a deep theta state right now. I feel like, yeah, like English is not my language. I'm just
now
fluttering.
You know.
Now I know. Yeah, now I know what was happening. Oh, boy. Okay, so I've got Jerry in, they're calling in from Skype. Their last name starts with a B, so I'm going to unmute the line. Jerry, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have issues. I feel like
you're the only one who has them. So
I feel like I am very undeserving, and I'm having a hard time moving forward. And of course, money is an issue also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it okay if I come into your space, Jerry, just specifically to figure this out here?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, your dad's a big, big part of this one. Big father issues. Is your dad still around?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I feel like he was a bit tough. And like I feel his fist coming down, like on a hand or a table or something like that. Like his word meant something, and he had an authority, and I feel like he kind of slammed down that abundance on you. So, or slammed down the lid on the abundance for you. So there's a few things that are coming up around that. First of all, when you said moving forward, I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. One of the wonderful things about fate is that you find new definitions for things that it never even occurred to you. And one day what I got for moving forward was bringing more joy into your life, that was the definition.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so is it okay if everybody gets God's definition on that? Everyone like that?
Yes.
And that, okay, great. Everyone out there say yes?
Yes.
All right, good. And then also, the other part is something you haven't said yet is, dads teach us to walk out into the world. Okay, and however we're raised, however, you know, whatever their instructions were on how to raise somebody, and however we reacted to that is how we go out into the world. And so you're going out into the world undeserving. So whatever treatment that he gave you or that you interpreted the way you interpreted it has caused you to be a little bit wary of the outside world. So is it okay if God gives you the definition? And remember, everyone has to say yes to this if they want it. Definition of what the outside world truly is. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. And let's show you also, let's give you God's definition of the unknown, because this is really cool when I got this one, because that used to be a fear of mine for years, even during when I was in Theta Healing, and I just got this, I think, a couple years ago. I finally got this definition. What it was God showed me a ball of clay, and my hands on it, and then, like, energetic hands on it. So, like, my hands and God's hands. And that we get to shape it together so that no longer was it that ancestral kind of fear of the unknown where, you know, they needed to expect the worst so they could prepare for it because there was a lot of stuff going on. Or, you know, you had to go, if you go way back far enough, you could say, you know, we had to be able to be ready for the saber-toothed tiger. So if he was going to come out, if we anticipated him, then we could get him beforehand. But it just doesn't work that way anymore. So let's just change this for you, okay, so that you can understand that. And
yes.
Let's shift that habit of expecting the worst on all levels. And in this work, we work on the core level, which is everything from this lifetime, the genetic level, which is everything from our ancestors, the history level, which is our past life, and our collective consciousness, and the soul level, which is the deepest part of all of this. Okay?
Yes.
So we want to be able to get all of that in there like that, okay? And let's release the trauma that from your father. There's a lot of resentment that your father, I get that your father ruined your life. This was it's an old belief. So is it okay if God changes that belief that your father ruined your life and lets you know what really happened?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. There we are, okay? And is it okay if we let you know what it feels like to be loved unconditionally by your father? And I always say this, from his highest potential that he may not have ever been able to express to you, but it's there because we all have this highest potential. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. And would you like to know that it's okay to receive this?
Yes.
And then that you're safe receiving this. And then also that you can be close to God without being, believing, and feeling undeserving of God's love and good fortune. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, and that's for everybody, too. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Okay. All right, Jerry, let's just see how that works for you, okay? Thank you for calling in here and asking that. That was really deep. How do you feel?
I feel I'm feeling a little of course I'm crying and I feel a lot of tingling in my legs and my head.
Yeah, that's good. That's all good. And know that you're just getting different forms of love, so it's got to replace something. So that's when that grief is coming up and that stuff, but it's just energy. Just let it go, okay?
Yes.
It's really important. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow. Okay. I want to take someone else. This is incredible. We've got Julie calling in from Greenville, South Carolina. Julie, are you there?
I am.
Hi there. How are you?
Yes.
Good. How are you?
Okay. What's going on for you?
Oh, I don't think we have enough time for all that. Do you really want to know? I mean, I don't know where to start.
What were you calling in here for right now? What is it that you were thinking, ooh, we could change that right now? If there's one thing you could change about your life right now, what would that be?
Oh, wow. One thing.
Oh. What do you think that'd be? Do you have anything about money that you'd like to change?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, tell me what.
Well, I work at a college because I wanted to educate my children that kind of got locked into a position there, and I don't make much money at all. I'm losing my home. I don't know, so it's probably, I don't know, there's probably, you know.
Pardon?
So one thing is kind of difficult. I would like an income source that would support an independent lifestyle, and I would like to be in a position that I, you know, something that I felt like contributed to others, but also
okay. Well, listen. Let me see. So you want to make more money. You want to be able to have, you said, an independent lifestyle, and you want to be able to find something that you feel really good about, right?
Right. And
so, okay,
yeah,
cool.
And
all right. Well, let's start there.
Mutual
so
respect.
See what we can do here. Yeah. Let's start
because
there. Is it okay if I come into your space right now?
Please do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Okay, am in. There we go. Okay. So, all right, so there's a lot of self-hatred here is the first thing that I'm getting. So we're going to just go right there and show you that, once again, it's possible for you to love God without holding on to this self-hatred. That's really important. Is that okay? We do that?
Yeah. Okay. I would have never guessed that, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of self-hatred here. So, and is it okay if God, we're going to go for the resentment because that's the back door to anger and hatred. So we're going to take the air out of the tires of this one, okay? So is it okay if all that self-resentment that you let go of that right now?
Yes.
That you know that you can be close to God, that you can be a part of God and a part of God's abundance without holding on to that resentment?
Yes.
Wonderful. And say this for, you know, and everybody, once again, we want to all say this. Okay. Thank you. Okay. There we go. All right, good. Okay, so we're watching that leave your body. And let's show you how to live without resenting yourself and show you who you are from God's perspective, living without resenting yourself, okay? And then you have to also know that you're possible, that it's possible for you to co-create your life with God, okay? And that's also something that's very important for you to understand, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I understood that in my head. It must be in my
subconscious. But you do understand that in your head, but all the other levels that I was talking about today, you didn't.
Yeah.
So you're really getting it on a cellular level right now.
Yeah,
and let's also give you God's definition of moving forward so you can get this. And keep you in line and bring down, and this is for everyone also, remember that you get your purpose, that God's going to download your purpose to you and what your soul purpose is here in this lifetime. So that you can better identify when things resonate with you, of things that you'd like to be able to do.
Right.
And there you go. All right, sweetie. Here we go. And show you how, this really is how to co-create with God and what it feels like to co-create with God. And know that it's possible for you to create what you want. Because I keep seeing this sort of self-defeating thing going on here. So you have this kind of loop, this habit or pattern of being self-defeating. So is it okay if God changes that habit for you and shows you what to do instead of that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll show you that you're worth it, that you're worthy of good fortune, that you're worthy of creating this. There we go. So that you can stand on your own two feet, okay? And God's going to show you how to stand on your own two feet and be in the world. Because the world, since we know the world is everything, you know, it's really what are the magnets that we're holding up to attract what we want, right? So if we're holding up, I'm undeserving and I'm never going to make it in this world, zoop, there it comes, right? But if we hold up, I deserve to be loved. I deserve good fortune. I'm making it now. Zoop, that comes too, okay? And that's what we want. We just want to turn this around and get you on a trajectory of moving forward with grace and ease. And also, the last thing I want to do with you is just show you how to learn the easy way instead of the hard way. Okay?
Please.
It's very, very important.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Mm.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was cool. That was good.
Thank you.
Wow. Great. Julie, what are you feeling, or what, anything happening, or are you feeling anything different, or?
I've always been, like, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I don't feel it, but I went to Panache's seminar, and he said his wife is like that, too. I mean, I don't, like, sometimes I feel tingly sometimes in my hands and stuff like that when I go to healing meditations, and sometimes other people feel things from me, but I don't feel it myself. I just kind of get knowings.
Okay, well, let's...
But I never would have guessed that, you know, that I had self-hatred. I mean, that blows me away, you know?
But you don't have it anymore, so...
Yeah, you don't have it anymore, so stay in that place and just be open to what comes in. And so many people, you know, just want to have an experience, and some do and some don't, and sometimes you just have to be present to what opens up in your life and watch for it. I agree. Okay, we've got Beth She is in Atwater, California. She's at a 209 area code. Beth, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You're a little,
yeah, we can.
Oh, I'm racing to get to where you can hear me. I'm hurrying.
That's better. Now you're sort of bubbly.
Yeah, I think we may have, I'm not sure, we may have lost her. Let me see. Beth, are you there? Yeah, we may have lost her. Okay, so, and we must be moving a lot of energy because my computer is literally like just sticking up. It's unbelievable. I've got two computers just so that never happens, and literally it's happening. So hold tight. I'm going to wait here. Okay, so we've got another caller here. We've got Nancy, who is in, it looks like Billings, Montana. It is a 406 area code. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
You're on with Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi there. What's going on with you? What would you like to work on today?
Oh, money. Money.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about... What?
Well, what's happening is we've lost our house, and a whole bunch of things have just happened in the last 4 or 5 months, and I'm losing my business, and money is just, I cannot seem to get the flow of money to come back in my life, and everything is money. There's not enough money to pay the bills, and I you know, I've been doing a lot of tapping, and I've been doing a lot of all the other tools, and it just keeps getting worse. And
okay. All right. Well, let's try to shift that right now, okay?
Okay.
So tell me, what was your business?
I had a bonding business. And well, I am trying to revive it still, and I have a friend now that's going to try to help me.
Okay.
I do bonds, not bail bonds. I don't bail people out of jail, but I do all the other contract bonds and stuff.
Okay. So my question to you is, did that business work for a while? Were you doing well in this business?
40 years, yes.
Okay. So you did really well, and then was it an economy thing that seems like that's what happened for you?
No, my parents got real ill, and we had to move from where I was. We moved from Colorado to Montana, and my mom and dad got real sick, and I just kind of put more attention toward them rather than running my business, and I got behind, and I started borrowing money to try to get out of debt, and that doesn't work, and now I'm just so buried in debt, and... my mom passed away in January, and so it's just been a kind of a combination of a whole bunch of things. But, yes, the company was working for a lot of years.
Okay, so thank you for that. So, first of all, I'm really sorry about your mom. And, you know,
thank you.
When you get to, you know, in our 40s and our 50s and our 60s and our parents, having to take care of our parents is a real issue. It's definitely something that's going on in my life. I have three parents right now, and they have all had experienced health issues, and it is a challenge to be able to be there for them.
Yes,
I just want to acknowledge that with you, that I know how hard it is. I know what a challenge it is also to have kids and do that, or even, you know, to run your business. Business is another child. To do that while the most important people in your life are sick and in pain and need your attention. And it's the right thing to do to take care of them. So, first of all, I just want to let you know that I just want to acknowledge that with you.
Thank
that
you.
I know what that is. And that you know, what's happened here is the snowball effect for you. And this happens for a lot of people in a lot of different ways, you know, where things start tipping in one direction. And because you probably noticed when it tipped, but there were still too many fires to put out with your parents' health, so you couldn't go back and do it at that point in time. So actually one of the first things that I want to do with you, and this is for everyone who's experienced something like this, is to take yourself off the hook, okay? And let's release that blame that you have of yourself, okay? Because this doesn't help us to blame ourselves. And God also wants to show you, if it's okay, the difference between taking responsibility for your actions and blaming yourself. Is that okay?
Yep, that is. That's
okay.
Fine. Yes.
I know everybody needs this. So everybody say yes out there, okay? There we go. And release the guilt that you have for allowing it to go this far, okay? Because there's a big, huge thing of guilt, like right in your solar plexus. Boy, it's huge.
Yeah.
Let's just open that up and just let that go, okay?
Okay.
All right. There we go. There's a lot of, like you said, you feel like you're drowning in debt. So is it okay if God pulls you out of the water?
Yes.
And yet you remember what it feels like to be out of the water, up on dry land? Okay?
No, sort of.
Bring you back out. You're just so used to feeling that other feeling, right?
Yes.
So can we have God just lift that heavy, negative, yucky feeling out?
Oh, yes.
Okay. There we go. Just watch that leave. Thank you. Nice. Nice. You feel that leaving your body?
Yes.
Good.
I feel lighter.
Okay? Yes. Now, is it okay if the weight of the world, that God takes the weight of the world off your shoulders?
Yes.
Okay. That's a heck of a burden. God has much bigger shoulders than you do. Okay?
Yeah, mine are getting very worn out.
Well, we're gonna lighten the load, okay?
All right.
And there you go. And the burden of this financial responsibility, is it okay if energetically we take that off you too?
Oh, yes.
The burden of the debt, that just wet blanket. I can feel it on top of you.
It's
is it okay if you just let that energetically go? So we can figure out what you can do? Okay?
Yes.
Good. Because you just need to be clear, because you're smart. You're a smart businessman. Woman, the first thing that I noticed was that, oh, you've been successful before. That was the first thing that came to me. No, 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 no. You know what you're doing. You do know what you're doing.
Yeah, I do.
And there is no reason. Can I tell you something? There's no reason that you can't build your business again up.
Thank you.
I just keep hearing your guides like snapping like that. That's why I keep doing this. It's like, we just got to turn it around here, because you already have the knowledge. You know what to do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. But God also wants to show you how to, now was anything going on with your father too?
Yes, my father, we had to put him in a nursing home, and I'm the one that's responsible for taking him around all the time and going to doctors. And I kind of, even though he's in assisted living, I still have a lot that I have to do to take care of him.
Okay. So God wants to show you something, okay? You need to be able to balance your life right now. Okay? And this is for everybody too. All right? So balance your life and put yourself back on the priority list. Okay? This is what happens when you've knocked yourself out of the number one spot and you put yourself at like the number 50 spot. Okay?
I have done that.
Yeah. Okay. We need to put you back at number one. But you have to understand, you have to be able to be a priority and be able to take care of your father also.
Yes.
And be able to give some of those, you know, if there's anybody else who can help you with this, that we get that going too.
Okay.
And also what I'm hearing is that, right, that your father needs, you know, definitely a lot of love and attention and has to go to appointments. But also, if you can schedule him to certain days, like maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays or Tuesday and Wednesday, whatever it is, that those are your days for appointments with your dad.
Okay.
And so that you have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to focus on your business.
Okay.
And on those other 2 days that you have to focus on your father, that your partner can take over and that you can be available by phone.
Okay.
Okay? That this is you let's bring you up that list and understand that you are deserving, that you did one of the best things you could possibly do for your parents and for your mom, to be there and to take care of them when they needed you. So God bless you.
Well,
really
thank
receive you. That blessing. Everyone out there who's in that situation and caring for somebody, their relative, a friend, God bless you. Feel that blessing of what you're doing and know how grateful God is that you're doing that. And how grateful this person is on their highest level that you're there for them. And really receive that gratitude. It's very important. God's going to show you how to receive gratitude and give you God's definition of that too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then let's just... Okay, this looks a lot better. Are you feeling lighter?
Yes.
Okay. Is it okay to show you that it's possible for you to turn yourself around and turn this around for you?
Yes.
Because I think your PIN code, you already know it. But the difference was you just stopped ignoring the numbers. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
Honestly. It's go back, and because all I'm hearing is go back to what you know. You know how to build this business. You know how to do it. A lot of it's on the phone, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of pressing flesh, so it really doesn't matter where you live.
No.
That's the beauty of what you're doing. So getting back out there with your former clients, with your how to generate new ones, God's just showing you how to do that. And understand, yeah, you have the knowledge to be successful again right now. You just have to divvy up your attention and give some to your father and then prioritize yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And let go of, I know you feel like you blame yourself for losing your house. So is it okay if you just let go of that guilt and blame?
Yes.
And is it okay if you also now can learn the easy way instead of the hard way?
Yes.
And that all the vows you have to take on, the energy of your parents in order to heal them, that those are completed and finished by God?
Yes.
And that the last thing I want to do with you is that the vows to take care of your parents forever, that we complete and finish those. And I want to tell you something. Vows are things that are promises, but that kind of have a drain on them, okay? So you can always choose that. Choosing to take care of your parents is wonderful, but that's a choice. When you have that obligation, it pulls you and it makes you sick, okay?
Right.
And it messes with your life, okay? So we're going to take those vows and obligations and have God complete and finish them. Wants to take care of your parents for eternity.
Yes.
So that you can choose that.
Okay.
If you wish, choose that. You can choose that. But God's just showing you how to manage your time here. That's the biggest part, and then I'll turn it around.
Okay.
All right, sweetie?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And here's some hope here, hon. Let's just download everybody with tons of hope and tons of faith from God's perspective. And know that you're already moving forward. You did this. You've got it. You're ready. As far as I'm concerned, you're already successful. You're just following the steps, you know? It's just like you got the job, but you have to go through the interview anyway. Okay?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is, do we have time maybe for one more person?
I'm here.
Okay. Yep. So we'll do one more. I've got one person calling to me. It looks like it's Casey, K-A-S-E-Y. She's in Santa Rosa, California. She's at a 707 area code. And Casey, are you there?
I am.
Hi,
thank you. So I am very similar to the people that have just come on, but I've crossed to the other side, and so I've made it through the thick water, but I seem like I have an underlying shock or guilt or something that won't allow me to fully move forward. So it's still, you know, the finances suck, and, you know, I just can't seem to get to the other side. So it seems like it's something very deep.
Okay. So, all right, so you've got some beliefs about money, like money is hard to come by. Is that okay if we change that for everybody?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm in your space, too, if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
That money is hard to come by. So a lot of scarcity here, a lot of lack.
Right.
Very ancestral.
Okay. Oh, is it?
Yeah, very ancestral. I mean, it's from this lifetime, too, but it came before that.
Okay.
So there you go. So let's just have Source change that for you, okay? There we go. There it is. Okay. So, and what else is this? Money doesn't grow on trees. Let's have God change that for you. Yeah. Everybody else say yes if they want that change. What is that? What else is there? Money's like getting blood from a rock. Ooh. All right, let's change
that
one.
Say that again.
Money, getting money is like getting blood from a rock.
Oh.
Nice biblical reference there. Nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so that's changing for you. And let's give you God's definition of what money is. I know we did that before, but let's show you how to receive that on all levels, all lifetimes.
Yes.
Okay. And there, like, you have that same sort of thing of, like, I'm drowning in this.
I'll never
get to the other side of it. Right.
Yes,
so is it okay if God shows you the truth on that?
Yeah.
That it's easy to get to the other side of it? Is it okay to know that?
Yes.
Good. We want you to know that. Wonderful. Good. Okay.
Wow.
You feel that?
Totally. It's like the everything got brighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, energetically, but visually even.
Yeah, the veil gets lifted. Because you just put it there, you know?
Yeah. And then the other part is my health got impacted. So is that possible to clear that too?
Sure. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, I basically just have had a procedure done, and I just had this raging infection from it. So, and it's a repetitive pattern. So it feels like I created something in my body to, again, hold me back.
Okay. All right. Great. So infections, bacterial infection, bacteria is about guilt. So what do you feel most guilty about?
I think failing. You know, that I have the whole house, financial, lost job, you know, the chain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's give you God's idea of what failing really is, okay? We'll give you God's definition of that. And failing from God's perspective is much better than the kind of failing that you have. Your definition is very harmful.
Mm.
Okay? God's is, it's a mistake, okay? There, most people, you know what, I'm not going to say that, many entrepreneurs, the people who are the most successful, that's what I want to say,
mm-hmm.
have failed a million times. You know, they fail over and over and over again, and they just think of it as a mistake. Okay, what did I do, right? How do I fix it? And let's go on. And they don't dwell. They just go on. It's like improving, you know, your stroke in golf or, you know,
right.
or baseball, you know, improving the way that you hit the ball. It's just like, oh, yeah, I got to put my hands over here and right here, and I got to stand like this, and I got to face forward and put my shoulders here. This is what that's about. It's important information for you to learn from, and God's just showing you that. And the way you've been taking failure is you go down into this pit of self-despair, okay?
Right.
You fall down this well that has no bottom. So is
right.
it okay if God shifts that for you and changes that and gives you the truth on that?
Yes.
And shows you that you can have this private relationship with Source, you can have that connection to all there is without bringing in failure and without holding on to that old definition of failure. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And show you how to look at failure positively without taking it personally?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason I bring up the baseball analogy is not because I'm sensing you're a huge baseball fan, but that it's a game of failure. Because the stars are the people who hit it 3 times out of 10 pitches.
Mm.
4 times at best. No one hits it 5. Maybe in one game you do. But in general, so how do they deal with that? They can't be depressed, right? So it's just important to look at it. They just look at it technically. Okay, this is what I need to do. This is where I need to go. This is what I need to do.
Okay.
So it's just important to bring that into you to understand. And to
yeah.
lift you out of that space of failure.
Right.
Bring you, like we said, you were drowning in debt, so let's just bring you out of the water onto dry land. Show you that you have the capability with yourself. And we're going to do something here, self-support, okay? Would you like to know
yes.
God's definition of that?
Yes.
Okay. And what self-support is bringing the right people in at the right time. Okay, it's not only you doing things, but it's also bringing in other people. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what we're doing right here. Okay. And showing
you
that it's possible for you to bring those people in. Yeah. And let's just give you a healing on your body, too. And let you release that guilt that you weren't able to get to where you wanted to be in your life, okay, so far. But now that's going to change. I'm going to release that guilt and let you live with that. Show you how to live without it, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And that's going to be going on for a little while with you because I can feel it tingling inside your body. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Wow. Well, I knew there was something special that we had to do there. This really was amazing. I mean, just what I felt, I could feel energy moving. I could feel everything shifting. So many people said, I could feel this resonating with me so much. Gabriella said that. Someone said, why are you taking calls only from Skype and not on the phone? Absolutely not. We took one Skype and the rest were phone. We try to get whatever we can. We obviously, the challenge is we don't have time. We have hundreds and hundreds of people on the phone and we do our best and we just kind of take randomly what I think is going to be for the highest good of everyone. Because when you do this, Karen, do people also who are listening in get some sort of higher energy feeling or connection during this as well?
Yeah. I mean, when they say yes out loud and they accept that energy in, yeah, it's in.
Yeah, I mean, go back to the replay, you know, as she's doing the processes, say yes and keep saying yes. I mean, we would love to be able to take everybody, but we've got hundreds and hundreds of people. It's just very tough. So, I mean, we do what we can. Really interesting, I mean, because this is such a issue that people want this so much and they're so hungry. I mean, how can people take this home with them and do this on their own? I know you actually have formulated this into something that people can do in their own privacy, correct?
Right, yes. What I have with you, what we did is we did a package of MP3s, which are Theta meditations that on a broad range of topics, you know, like money and love and getting a good night's sleep, enhancing your gut instinct, you know, a lot of different things, creating synchronicity in your life, learning how to negotiate in business. I took all of these aspects into one package that we're calling Making Life Happen. So you can have these are hours and hours and hours of Theta sessions that you can access at your own leisure. And I wouldn't recommend that you do all 25 in one day.
Oh my gosh.
But that you can take them at different points, you know, and listen to them and get it. And then you can always, the other thing was I wanted to make sure that I did this so that everyone could re-experience it at another time differently. So if you listen to, let's say, we talked about making money happen, which is one with a lot of money block stuff to, you know, get rid of those. You can listen to that again and again, and because you're in a different place, you're going to get something else out of it. So, yeah, it's a really wonderful group of MP3s available that you can do at your own time, and it will help you out.
Absolutely. It will. I want to tell people where it is, and I want to ask you a little more about it because I'm actually very curious as to how it will work. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Karen. And the question is, Karen, so how do they do this? So let's say someone gets the package. What would be the first thing they do? I mean, there's tons of stuff here. Do they get into a Theta state with you while they go through this? Is there like a meditation to get them started, and then they just let it play and let it do its work or magic, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, first the first MP3 you listen to is it's called the intro. So it's just me saying, hi, this is what's here, this is what you're going to experience. And it's very important to have, you know, sort of like an opening circle. And once you do that, the next one is about going up into a Theta meditation. So it literally take you in this recording up into the meditation. So you're in that, what we call that pure unconditional love of Source, that energy. And there's this, it takes you through the meditation, and then you can say something in there to participate on whatever it is that you want to be healed, and then it'll take you back into your body. So those are the first two things that I recommend that you do. And then after that, it's really your choice as to what resonates with you first. And you can just go through the list and just figure out what you want to do. And you just listen to them. And like we said, I give instruction there. I do all the basic ones that I did with you today to make sure that you have them, that you know what it feels like to be loved and healthy and worthy of love and all of that sort of stuff. So you'll be guided through the whole thing the whole time. And all you've got to do is just listen to it and participate. And they really work. They're really wonderful.
Wow. I want to read kind of what's in it. It's $1,000, the value of the package. But it is being offered for $97. So this is all of this of just making life happen. I'm going to read kind of, there is, of course, the Theta meditation that you're going to start with so that you get into that right state to go in and transform, heal, reverse, release those blockages, those negative energies, those patterns, those belief systems. The first would be making money happen, and then the second would be making money happen. Then there's another one called making love happen. There's another one, healing the heart, and it's specifically for the holidays or being around family, so healing the heart for family, changing your state of mind, creating opportunity, synchronicity so that the right people come into your life, instant yoga to help you relax. And Karen, I'll ask you about some of these. I was just going to run through them really fast. There's so much here. Healthy boundaries so that you can have a healthy exchange in your life and your love. Balancing the body, being grateful, forgiveness. So anything that's out of alignment, out of order, out of natural state in the areas of forgiveness, overwhelm, completing and getting, you know, the job done or things that you want done, in negotiation so that you can deal with friends and family and create win-wins, creating outcomes with people that you work with or people that you're in business with or that you want to be in business with, enhancing your intuition or your gut instinct, getting good night's sleep, whatever it is in your energy system that's blocking you from the optimal outcome you want, let's say in getting a good night's sleep, then this is going to help you with that. Healing your home, clearing clutter, creating a supportive environment. Karen, tell me about some of these different ones and how and more about them.
Okay. One of my favorites is healing your home, because I believe that we are always trying to go home with whoever we meet and resolve those relationships that we had growing up in our house or wherever we lived. And we're just drawing those same types of people back into our lives as if we were returning to our home, but this time we're an adult, so hopefully we can figure it out. So literally what we do is take you back in the meditation to your home and release the hatred, the chaos, the negativity, all those negative feelings out of the furniture and the walls and the floor and the thing. And it's also a metaphor for you. It's just another place to really let go of this energy, this really heavy energy that's in your body, so that you can stop bringing in, finally resolve those issues that you had when you were growing up, so that you don't have to bring in those types of situations anymore. So that one I really love. Clearing clutter is definitely great, because I think everybody's experienced that. And if you've got, there's got to be clutter somewhere in your house, most likely. That's just the place that you're kind of stuck. All it does is represent stuck energy in your life, because when you move it, that's why feng shui is so popular, because when you move that clutter out of the room, all of a sudden the energy moves. So it's just stuck energy that's out in the physical universe that you can see it. Negotiation. We took basic negotiating techniques. Some people are very afraid to stand up for what they believe in or what they want or ask for what they want.
Or ask.
Yeah, exactly. They never knew. And, some people are lucky enough that they grew up in a culture where negotiating and bartering were just a part of everything. So it was really fun for them. That's just like saying hello. But in our culture, you don't haggle a price, do you? The price is what it is, and they don't ask any questions. you know. And so there's that kind of collective consciousness, that cultural belief that says we can't ask for what we want. And so that deals with that and changes that so that you do feel worthy of that. That one's really fun. Healthy boundaries. Healing overwhelm. Healing overwhelm is a good one. Because that's a state that we usually go in because we want the world to stop. You know, our nervous system gets overloaded with whatever it is, and we want to stop. And some people, that's the only way they know how to stop, right? I mean, I'm sure you know people who work and work and work and go, 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 and the only time that they let go is if they pass out, right? And I mean, then other people, just the slightest thing creates this fuzz and furor in front of them. They can't move. I was someone in my 20s who got overwhelmed a lot, and I couldn't get anything done. I would start doing something, and then when things would take and keep moving forward, at some point I'd feel overwhelmed, and I'd have to sit down and stop. And Theta Healing actually healed that for me, and I remember the day it happened where the overwhelm came, and then it swooped it away, and a solution came in, and I was like, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's almost like that energy had no place to really hang its hat. It just sort of went in, and it couldn't find an anchor, and had to leave. We
yeah,
have no
totally
space
does.
Here in the hotel. There's no vacancy. Go.
Yes.
Let
absolutely.
Something else come in.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
So healing your heart for the holidays is also a really great one, because around that November, December time when everybody is returning to their homes, there's a lot of people who left their homes because they were escaping. You know, it wasn't just that they got old enough to, you know, be on their own. And when you go back, once again, a lot of people just go back to the roles that they had when they were children. So you could be a wonderful person, a successful in your life, and you get back there, and you're feeling victim-y and petulant and me, and you let your older sibling bully you and all of these things that you never let in the rest of your life. And so what this is about is just healing those family issues, those family resentments and grudges and all of that stuff, so that you can go back and see them for who they are. Because usually we like to believe that our siblings are not human, you know, and so they don't have feelings and they don't have all that sort of stuff. And when you go back and you step out of those, you're able to step out of those roles that you used to go into, then you just see them as human beings. And, you know, it improves your relationship with them and with your parents. There's a whole bunch of stuff on parents and clearing the issues you have with your parents too, and just being able to accept everybody for who they are and just let them be who they are. And they cannot react to you the same way if you are changed. They just can't. You know, it's just, you can't do that dance if the other person isn't, you know, taking the right steps. So as you change
that,
you go back. They'll just unconsciously treat you differently. So
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and this is not just about family. I mean, this is about the world. You know, the world is doing a dance. The universe is doing a dance with you based on the steps that you're taking. Someone says, well, I don't have money. Well, what are the steps that you're taking because of a block that's keeping the money from coming in? It's like you're not answering the door. You're not downstairs where there's a bridge trying to come into your house with money. You're upstairs in the closet, and that's a dance. And then we change the dance. The partner can't dance the same way, and the partner is the world. So this is what I love about this, because it's so much, like you said, getting into action, changing the dance, and then changing your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's really, really amazing. I'm trying to think, are there any others you want me to tell you about?
Well, you know, the one that I think is kind of cool is creating opportunity, because so many of us feel as if, I used to feel, I don't anymore. I see opportunities everywhere. I literally, if I had 100 Dariuses, I'd have them all pursuing different opportunities, because there's opportunity everywhere. But for a lot of people here, they're stuck in a vibration of limited opportunity. How can this help them to get out of that and maybe see the world more like we're seeing it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does that. It's giving you that power. You know, in this work, we say that you co-create with Source, that your life. So we kind of want to get you out of that controlling place, because controlling is a way to co-create, but it's only a way to do it on a more limited scale, and just make it 360 degrees around, so that you really understand that you're creating things, and that you can create things out of scratch, you know, out of nothing, and make your life wonderful.
Wow. Wow. So it's not just financial opportunities. It could be opportunities in many other areas of their life.
Right. Mm. It really is general, you know, definitely in every part of your life because, yeah, opportunities exist all there. An opportunity to heal a relationship, you know, or an opportunity to go on a vacation and really give yourself some time off because you really need it.
Wow. Let me you know, let, anything. We got a bunch of questions coming in. This is at uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N. And Denise Marie in Ohio says, can creating a supportive environment, I guess that say the healing piece, can it be used to positively charge the workplace environment?
Yeah. Yeah. I think actually in that one, that's what I do. We charge the...
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you charge all of the objects in your house with good intentions, with good feelings.
Mm.
So yeah, that, I think that's the one that we do that in. Yeah, yeah, it's fun because you can do that with Theta Healing. It's really fun because you can charge your desk with organization, the energy, so that you can keep it clean. You know, or every time you sit in your chair, you connect it with abundance or financial opportunity or success, you know, any sort of feeling in there in order to have that happen in your life. It's really fun, yeah.
Mm.
So that's in that.
Denise,
that's in that one.
Okay, Denise has a question about the balancing the body. There's tons of questions flying in. Sorry to interrupt, Karen. I'm like trying to drink water.
Sure, don't worry about it.
Does balancing the body include healing and weight balancing? I guess like balancing the body's weight.
In balancing the body, we do a lot of stuff with all the different systems of the body. So, like balancing your endocrine system, you know, balancing your brain chemistry, balancing the entire body. So, that will help with weight gain and with weight. It's not specifically a weight loss one, which I intend to add to the collection, but this will help you balance that. So, and get you motivated so that you can do what you need to do to lose weight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and so many of the issues that are weight issues are deeper issues that are probably
right.
That could be cleared by something else. They have nothing to do with, you know, I love food. It's I love to eat a lot because I feel stressed or, you know, so it's really an intricate connection. I want to hear some other questions. Paula says, I feel great. This is amazing. I could feel it in my solar plexus. Another person, Pat, says, I've got it. No more guilt. Yes, another person has written in and said that, let's see, I was trying to find it. Where was it? I saw it earlier. Okay, yeah, Haley wrote in and said, this is all about saying yes to life. I absolutely love it. And that's actually what the thing is about. You know, the program is about truly embracing life and truly living life and saying yes to life and making life happen. And that's the beautiful thing. What are some of the other favorite things that you've seen happen with your Theta work, Karen, in your practice and in your experience?
Well, we've done a lot of health stuff. You know, that's been really nice. I've had, like one woman had 20 years of hip pain and we worked on things about moving forward and letting go. I think she had actually some anger around her family. And once we got that out,
sure.
It left her body. Another girl, this one is actually a recent person who I worked with who was diagnosed. She had an STD. And with viruses, no matter what they are, from a cold virus to something like that, that's about worthiness issues. And that's how we define it. So we worked on her worthiness issues. And when she went back to her doctor after we did two sessions with her, the symptoms weren't there, and the doctor decided that she'd been misdiagnosed and took her off the medication. So I liked that one. I thought that was really cool. And then, you know, we've got some more intense, you know, it runs the gamut from people being, you know, healed of a cold, of a sore throat, of headaches, up to, I had one gentleman, once again, this is one of the extreme versions of what can happen. He had been diagnosed with colon cancer on a Friday, and on Monday he was going in to get it staged, you know, to figure out where it was. And I talked to him on Sunday, and it was all about, you know, all the issues were like anger with him and his body and his ex-wife and his family and just tremendous amounts, because colon cancer has a lot of anger issues in it. And
right.
So we worked on all that, and I just felt like all his ducks went in a row, and I just said to him, "You really want to heal from this, don't you?" And he goes, "Yeah, I do." And when he went in on Monday, they checked him out, and he didn't have cancer. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And whether or not it was a false positive in the first place or not, I don't really care, because he was better.
Yeah.
And all of those issues needed to be healed at that moment, and he needed to move forward in his life. And it was pretty remarkable. That one's always a jaw-dropper for me.
So, yeah, that really is.
Yeah, that one was really, really remarkable. And then, you know, we have things about people finding their soulmates, you know. And one gentleman I worked with, he was having trouble trying to find a healthy romantic relationship. And after one session, you know, we worked, and he had done a lot of work, you know, on himself. And like I said, Theta's going to open that door. You've done all that work so far, and maybe all you needed was that little extra nudge to get that last thing out of there, and then boom, you're in. And that was what was with him, where we changed his beliefs around his fears of intimacy, and in 5 days he met his life partner. So it just opened up, and he was ready, and he found it. And
then
that one was great. And I had another woman who did the same thing, where she came to me and said, "I want to work. I'm ready to find my man. I'm ready for it." And we worked on it for a while. And a few months into us working together, she was at a business function, and she was about to leave, and she was tired and cranky. And I always like the story. And this man just came up to her and started asking her questions. And she was like, "I got to go." Very, very straightforward woman. "I got to go." And he's like, "Yeah, but blah, 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 blah." And she said, 2 hours later, she was like, "Look, I'm going to give you my phone number, and we'll talk about this later." And got together, and it was a total soul connection. And they're still together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. These are just incredible. And I want to be clear. I mean, these are not typical, you know, there's nobody saying when you get this, you're going to have this happen or that happen. I mean, these are sort of the extraordinary situations. But the truth about it is that get to whatever is bothering you and watch your life unfold. I mean, whatever is an emotional charge, or just going through this and saying yes to your life and saying yes to the miracle that is your life and letting your life happen, you know, we don't know what you could experience. You know, there'll be something that is stopping you that will be opened up, I believe, through this. And so certainly if it's not for you and you go through all this and you don't feel like it was worthwhile, we even have 30 days for you to try it and feel it and let it do something in your life that will be beneficial. And so that's why we always have a 30-day try it, transform, or it's absolutely yours. And this is at uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N. It is a $1,000 package. It is $97. And really all you have to do is listen and affirm and let theta brainwave state be activated by going through the meditation and clear out that stuff that's keeping you from, keeping you from the life that you were born to live. That's really what this is about. That's what the You Wealth is about. Like we said in the beginning of the call, it's about unlocking who you've always been and making sure that it never, ever gets back into that dark closet again, that it's always out in the world, and that you can receive everything that's yours to receive. And, you know, as I know many of you and I've connected with many of you, I know that's pretty astounding. Karen, any final words? If there's someone here that's really in a difficult place, or maybe, you know, the bottom has fallen out, we have a lot of people have written in saying, you know, I'm having this challenge, or this is kind of the final straw with my business or with my financial situation, it's just getting worse and worse. What wisdom, what guidance, what love do you have for those people that are really feeling like maybe today is the absolute most difficult day of their life?
Mm-hmm. Well, that you can turn that corner at any moment. That moment can be right now. It's important. You know, with this work, all we're doing is like what you said. You're going into becoming your authentic self. You've been your baggage for too long. You aren't your baggage. You're you. You are an infinite being that can manifest what it is that you desire in your life, and you can start that process now. And it usually shifts because you allow a different perspective to come to you. You allow the love to come into your life and go, wow, I'm worth it. You're right. You know, this can change. And we need to get into that hopeful place. And believe me, and I know anybody who's ever been on this call and has been lucky enough to be a guest, and I'm sure you've had this too, Darius, no matter how successful you become, you get freaked out sometimes. You're a human being. Things happen. You make mistakes. You beat your head against the wall. Things, and you just got to stop yourself right when that happens. You got to stop yourself and get rid of that energy. Because it's there for a reason. You're reacting. It's okay. You're a human being. You just don't need to carry it anywhere, okay? Because you can be depressed because, you know, your business went south or your boyfriend or your husband left you or something like that. Those are legitimate things to be sad about. But we got to get rid of that energy so that it just doesn't hold on to you. You can experience it, but then you can let it go. And that's the most important thing, because then if you can kind of eliminate that chaos, you know, like from overwhelm and that sort of thing, or all of a sudden there's not enough money at the end of the month to pay the bills and you're starting to freak out, you got to let go of that chaos and know that there's a way. Because then things calm down and you can figure it out. You're smart enough, you're wise enough, you're intuitive enough to find out or talk to someone who knows what needs to be done in order to get this done. I remember I had a professor at UCLA who said to me, PhDs don't know everything, they just know where to find it. And that's true for us too, that you have the intuition to ask somebody and say, I don't know, I'm feeling lost, I can't figure this out, can you help me out?
Yes.
You know, and you can go from there and you can turn. And today could be your day. It could be any day. Why not today? Why not feel great today? You know?
I love it. I know that was well received. Robin just wrote and said, thank you, Karen and Darius. Thank you. God bless you. Kirsi in Stockholm, Sweden, tears in my eyes and a profound feeling of gratitude. Thank you. Sandy from Paris, she said, thank you so much, Karen and Darius. Fabulous insights. So much love. Thank you. Karen, on behalf of everybody here, thank you for furthering this work and really becoming a master at moving energy. I mean, I could feel it. People could feel it. And thank you for just doing this work for all of us here.
It is such a pleasure and such an honor, and I would love to come back anytime and do it. It's the most fun ever, you know? So I would love to do it again. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be with your incredible community. It really is. I can feel it all around the world. It's just like this big, huge circle, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, gratitude for the work that you've done to allow everyone to be able to be together and heal together. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, you are, all of you, an amazing group and incredible, powerful creators. And my job is not to really do anything, is just to get out of the way and let you connect to what you've always been, what you are intrinsically, intuitively, naturally, these amazing creative beings, these creative powers in the world. And I really feel in alignment with what Karen does, because that's really what she does. She opens you up to receiving it and clearing away that, and you simply have to do one thing. It's say yes. You know, say yes to what you are willing to receive and allow the theta work to clear and go deep. And that is, to me, an incredible thing. So I got a quick question for Karen. I want to ask her really quickly. Karen, how many things, when they're doing the theta work on all of these MP3s, how many receiving statements or yeses will they do, in essence? How many things will get released or cleared? Did I lose you? Oh, hold on one second. So how many will get released?
How many beliefs, how many things will get released? It's infinite. You know, I really wouldn't be able to answer that with an accurate number, but it deals with such deep-seated issues that it's going to change a lot of beliefs at once, sometimes thousands of beliefs. Like when you get down to the bottom
yeah.
beliefs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's
so
a good point.
So you really want to, if you get to those bottom beliefs, then the whole house of cards comes down. and then you're free, and you have that new positive belief in place to move forward without all those, you know, barriers anymore.
Wow. Yeah, I see that. I see that. Well, thank you so much. This is just incredible.
You're very welcome. It's very fun.